Yes, I need a rant. Oh my God, this is more than just a random rant. It is definitely, I'm good. I'm trying not to cuss here. It's the end of 2020, saying goodbye to 2020. And, I only can hope that 2021 is a little better. But, it's just been horrible, okay? It really has been horrible. And today really just drove in that last nail, I think. Just, oh, my God, I don't even know where to begin with this. But hang on. I'll be right back. Let me grab some coffee. Okay, I'm back. I got my coffee. Yeah, it's been a rough year. There's no doubt about it between the, very beginning when COVID first hit and St. Patrick's Day had to get canceled. And then the salon got closed because of the pandemic and everybody having to shut down. And then my mom, she passed away, and not due to COVID, but due to the fact she couldn't get any treatment due to COVID, all the stuff that people needed to get done at the doctor's offices had all been put on hold. So yeah, she passed away. That was rough. And then I had to deal with burying her, and then having to learn that, when somebody dies, that there's so much more that you have to deal with. And then, Thanksgiving came, and my roommate, whatever, he got COVID from his sister. He went over to her house just to fix something on her doorknob or whatever, and apparently she gave him COVID. And so then all of a sudden, Thanksgiving's ruined, my birthday's ruined, couldn't, go to work. And my son couldn't go to work, had to take a test first. And luckily we didn't get COVID. My roommate had it. And fortunately, I'm a clean freak. So I didn't get it and my son didn't get it. But still, that was pretty scary there for a little bit. And then Christmas comes and, I'm realizing my mom's gone. I'm not going to get any fudge. And I, dug in and found her recipe cards that she gave me. And fortunately, there was that recipe for the fudge. So yay! But then, everybody's on lockdown again. So no New Year's Eve, no dancing, no letting out stress on any level. And then this morning, I wake up to a loud boom, boom. I'm like, what the frick was that? So I look at the cameras. And then I see, oh my God, the fence fell down. Yep, my neighbor, because I have a lien on her house from when she destroyed my fence a couple of years ago. She was really upset that the judge allowed me to rebuild my fence. So, I've been catching her digging underneath the fence again, and I told her to stop it, and she's like, I can do whatever I want on my side of the fence. And I'm like, yeah, on your side of the fence, of your fence, you can't come over to our side. But she was digging underneath, and so, long story short, the fence went down, all 75 feet of it, along the side of our house here. So now I got to look at all her trash because she's a hoarder, and she's laughing. So, perfect way to end 2020, huh? I guess it's funny to her, but God, I called the police, and once again, they're like, well, just like the first time, this is a civil matter. I'm like, really? You can't arrest her for intentionally, willfully destroying my property? Well, no, that's no longer a crime, and you can't prove it anyway. And even if we were, we would just give her a citation. I got to go back into court. So that's what 2021 is going to entail, apparently. Kelly versus Crow Snow again over the fence again. And currently there is 75 feet of my fence, along with her fence, which is on the other side of my fence, all laying in her yard. So, I'm a little upset right now. But called the insurance company, sent them the video of the fence falling down, the video of all the damage. And I've decided this time I'm going to maybe let a professional deal with it and maybe let the insurance help pay for rebuilding that fence and replacing it so I don't have to look at her while I'm rebuilding it again. But this time I want to put up a brick wall. Yeah. Yeah, seriously, I need concrete. 75 feet of concrete at least to separate my neighbor from me. So there you have it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening to my rant. Bye for now.